9th of January, 2021 in the Lucy Coleman studio. PJ here, your internet pastor, saying hello and thank you for joining me for another webcast. I have in the studio with me a young man in his 20s, and he wanted to ask me some questions. He was asking me a question about life and living and things like that. Well, we tried the Q&A thing, and that's not going to work. So ask me some intelligent questions, young man, and I will attempt to answer them. Go.
Define soul.
That invisible part that's in your body that animates it.
Is it possible that that invisible part that animates you can be perishing or thriving?
No, it's eternal.
So what does the Bible mean about a perishing soul?
That a human being is on the wrong track and they're going to die soon.
Can that be experienced? Like, can that be felt? Can you feel like that?
I've never died.
Feel like you're perishing?
I've never died.
Ever felt like you are perishing?
I said that I've never died. How does perishing feel?
That's like completely like perish. That's the completion of it. Perishing can
no,
be a process.
I know what perishing means, but I've never felt like I'm perishing in my life. Why? I'm alive. When old people are in a rest home and they gasping for breath, are they perishing?
There's this thing called an African death. Ever heard of it? There's this thing called an African death. Ever heard of it?
Never heard of it.
Well, an African death is when someone has the ability to take away what you love to do. So imagine someone killed your computer and your microphone.
It's voodoo. That's voodoo. Can't nobody take anything away from me. That God has, except, man, you know what? I've been in ministry. I can name the guys, but I won't. All of them are just punks in my sight. They said they didn't want my ministry, but then at the same time, they stole it, took the money in it, messed up people's lives, and even stood in front of them and told them that God had called them above all things, that God would never do. God would never call the student to be above his teacher. But remember, we live in a society in an America today where the teacher don't mean diddly squat in anyone's sight. And so anything is possible. Something else that I like to add to this. I'm in a query about the questions that he's asking me because I don't know where he's headed. Would it be appropriate at this time, especially if any of you are senior citizens and you have some of these youngsters asking you questions, the thing that we want to know as seniors is where are you taking me with this? Because you can ask me one specific question now that I could answer and answer all of your dilemmas. So would you please conjure up a question that is difficult for me to answer? That's what I wanted. I wanted you to interview me like you'd be doing a Walter Cronkite. Ask something serious, man. Jesus.
I believe if we apply humility, I believe it is something very serious going on in our communities where people are feeling like they are not living. They may be alive or they may make up in their mind, well, I have food on my table and my bills is paid, but deep down, they are still miserable.
I see.
And that's what I mean by perishing versus living. Talk
Thanks,
about
man.
That.
Thank you, boy. That's good. You explained it to me. Those people need to put their faith and trust in the living God. Those people need to stop looking at the situation and look to God. God said, cast all your cares on me, for I care for you. But you can't look to God unless you believe in God. You can't believe that God is a white man that's going to give you a $600 check. That's bullshit. Excuse my French. Believe in God. That means I'm going to take you to the train station tonight. I believe God's going to get me to that train station with you in that car and get me home safely. If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't leave my house.
So you telling
Wait a minute. Now, think about the question that you asking me. Go ahead.
So you telling me, if I'm currently feeling depressed, unmotivated, not happy, lacking in excitement, enthusiasm towards my life, I just give it to God and it goes away. It solves the problem. Explain that.
That all depends upon you and God's relationship. Because God has a way of putting you in the situation that you find in yourself in. And if you do not figure how to resolve that situation in the way that God would want you to resolve it, then you have to keep seeking God until you find the right way.
Any tips on how to seek God and how to know it is Him when you have found Him? Practical ways.
Excellent question. Now we asking some questions.
Just let me get there.
They're smart too. That's one thing I will say about young black men. They were forever in my mind. He's so chocolate in that color that he has on him. It's so nice.
Praise God, I've been kissed by the sun.
Yeah, it's great, man. But he asks great questions. Oh, and you guys hear how I made that affectionate statement towards him? I'm not afraid to say what I feel. That's what living is. Living is, you're not afraid. If you're sitting across from a handsome specimen as an African-American, and he's health conscious, he ain't got no fat on him. It's all brawn, muscle. I mean, just like I always strive to be when I was a young man. That's why I love spending time with these young men. They're great encouragement to me. But he asked a good question. Ask it again.
I forgot it, to be honest.
There it is. Now, since I forgot what the question was and he forgot what the question was, now he remembers it.
I was looking forward to your answer, I was flowing. I was flowing.
I'm in my zone, that's for sure.
Let me recount. I was saying, hold on. Uh-oh. Let me not be distracted. Uh-oh. Let me not be, hold on. Slow down.
He's traveling around in his head.
You want to let me think?
Find it. Go ahead.
Let me think. It was getting serious.
Yes.
It was getting good.
Ooh.
I was asking, hold on. He's talking about soul. He's talking about. Hold on.
Oh, this is interesting.
He's talking about soul. He was talking about perishing versus living. Just throw it to God. Remember, I asked about you talking about seeking God. That was the question. Thank you. The question was about how practical ways to seek God and how do I know when I have found Him.
And I said, excellent question. The only practical way to seek God is to do as He says. Come unto me, all you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it will be opened unto you. That is what God says. God says, I am God, and there's none else. So anybody else coming trying to talk with that voice to try to trick you, to get you to think that it's Him, No, you're going to know that it's him because when he speaks to you, he's not going to speak to your ear. He is going to speak to your chest, to your heart.
So I will feel it inside my heart.
No, you won't feel it in your heart.
How will I feel it?
When you come in contact with the situation that you know is serious, and God gives you the willpower to do what only extraordinary people do. So, that's how you know it's God.
So I have to wait for something serious to come about. What if my life is already very serious to me? That's why I'm sitting here alone, just to give context. I'm sitting here alone thinking about my life and why I am not excited or enthused about it. I feel a certain kind of way that puts me down. I look on the news and I see what's going on in the world, and it just seems like, you know, and you're telling me that if I put all this, I give it to God, you know, will that help?
Yes, and the reason that it's going to help is because it's a simple, simple solution.
So what does that look like? Am I looking up to the sky? Am I consciously going within?
I'm answering it. Stop it. You don't see. Because that just shows that you're thoroughly confused. When I say go to God, I am saying, why don't you go to the one that created creation itself? All right, no way, hold it. Because my audience has been taught for years, think about what PJ is saying. PJ is saying, oh my God, there's no room for nothing but him. Right. Now, since he fills everything, you are a part of that filling. Do you believe that God cares for you? If the answer is yes, you go to him and talk to him. Just the way you're talking to me. You would go to him and you would say, you know what? It feels like I don't want to live. This COVID got me freaking out here. My grandpa died. My auntie's sick. I can't go and see my friends. I can't wear a mask. I'm about to go crazy. I'm depressed. I'm fighting all day long, hitting my wife in the face. I'm going out having more sex and more drugs than ever before. My head's in a cloud. Methamphetamine got me tripping. I'm doing a double trip whammy. All right, God, I'm doing all that, and I think I'm bringing harm to my body. Please help me. Please help me. Change my mind, God. Now, if you believe that, God's going to do it. Now, this is the problem that got us humans mixed up. You don't know how he's going to do it. He may not send you to rehab. He may send a 50-ton bus to knock you four blocks. You be in a coma for 16 months. And after you come out of that coma, you would be cured. Your body would be pure of all methamphetamines. And your brain and your mind would come back to you like you just got hit by the bus. And you remember it all. God did it. He put you in the hospital, put you in a coma to cleanse you. And you probably wake out of your semi-comatose condition and say, how could a loving God do that to me? God says, I can do anything. Read Isaiah chapter 45. Oh, what is it? Isaiah chapter 45, verse 7, or chapter 47, verse 5. No, I think it's 45 and 7. That's where God says, I, the Lord, that create the good and the evil. I do all of this. You go to that God and tell him what your problems are. And if you mean it, and if you love him, and if you adore him, he will respond. But he will not respond in the way that you think he should respond. He's going to respond in the way that you've treated him in your body and in your mind. See, when I compliment you because I love you, I'm not lusting you. I'm not doing anything, but I'm complimenting a beautiful body that God made. Now, what's sinful about that? Tell me, is there anything sinful about that?
Well, maybe sinful for you may not be sinful for me.
All right, and so I shouldn't talk to anybody in society.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that if I used to be a drunk, you know, and someone brings around some liquor, I may feel like, no, that is wrong for me to do. Whereas you, who don't never experienced that, may be okay with having a little drink for the night. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not.
I had a friend of mine say to me, because I went on a Zoom meeting and I was drinking and enjoying my evening, say to me over the phone, well, we saw that you were drinking and we, you know, you could have been a little inebriated. And I cut into him and said, I have never been so embarrassed to think that if I'm having a half a glass of red wine and having a lively conversation, in which I knew I was happily winning, that I appeared to be drunk. No, I enjoy my life and I enjoy exchange of human beings and I enjoy the challenge of using one's mind.
All right. Well, if we may go back to hearing from God, you bring up an interesting idea about God possibly putting me in harm's way just to heal me. And that can be very frightening, you know?
No, you be in a coma, you wouldn't know it. Don't worry about it. See, I know the words that I use. I know what I said. I would never put you in a frightening situation. I said you're in a coma. You wouldn't even know it. God uses, he's not going to hurt you. He loves you. He wouldn't let you be conscious that a bus hit you and you was out of your mind 6 months. You'd be in a coma. You wouldn't know it. Your body is drying up. All the chemical shit is out of you. You are totally cured. The God of the universe did it because you asked him to help you and you extolled him and loved him. That America has stopped doing in this country. That is why America is suffering from the mess that she's in right now. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's enough of us talking. I want to thank you for your questions.
It was just finna get good. We was about to get on this topic of God's love for humanity, and you were communicating a certain expression of this love.
Oh, no. I know what this conversation was about.
Yeah, about how to live, and then we went from that.
Well, the conversation's over. We've answered the question, and that's all you all need to live. Hey, thanks for coming to PJ's website. I love you guys.